From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can call us with your questions and answers. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. It is Friday, the 19th of January, and we are taking your questions and answers live today. We're also taking your contributions. After all, this is just the third day of our KERA Winter Membership Campaign. The number to call to make your contribution during the show today is 888-694-6931. You can also go online to kera.org and make your gift there. But of course, you can call us for the show as well, 800-933-5372. Starting off today, we got a couple of vintage kind of category questions. George in Oak Cliff wants to know if anyone knows who can repair or restore a very old, early 1900s elevator. Anybody know about old elevator restoration and repair? 800-933-5372. Got a question from Annabeth, who says, I have a collection of very old newspapers from the end of World War II, and they are becoming quite fragile. She says, I want to preserve them before it's too late, but I don't know how. Should I have them laminated, or will the heat damage them further? Thank you for any suggestions. Anybody know anything about restoring old, sounds like probably 70-year-old newspapers? Or 70-year-old plus newspapers, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And we got a question about selling a vintage Smith Corona electric portable typewriter. Lisa in Dallas has such a thing, a vintage Smith Corona electric portable typewriter, purchased, she says, new in the late 70s or early 80s, and I'd like a suggestion where to sell it other than Craigslist or a garage sale. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Down the hall, the number to call is 888-694-6931. You can go online to kera.org and give there as well. Think about the time you spend listening to KERA. Think about the news and information you get from the station. Think about the fact that we are here every single day, every time you turn on the radio, just like the water, just like the electricity. You can count on this service to be here. And, you know, just like your utilities, KERA is something that you help pay for. Now, we're not a government agency. We're not a utility, although some of you probably would think that public radio is a necessity and is a right for people to have access to. And you know what? We agree. We agree that everyone should have free and unfettered access to unbiased journalism, well-researched, well-reported, well-edited, well-presented, long-form journalism that you hear on KERA every single day. And if you think that that's worthwhile, if you think that it's important, I would hazard the guess that you do because you're listening right now. Take a moment right now while we're talking about it, you and me, while we're discussing this thing and how much you love it, and call 888-694-6931. Make contribution online at kera.org. We are in Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, and that's the sound of my branded KERA Anything You Ever Wanted to Know orange Nalgene bottle, which is great for it's great for water, it's great for your sports drink, it's great for supplies if you're headed to an evening picnic. You can, I guess you could pour wine in here, or you can mix up a quart of cocktails. It's great for transporting your smoothie, which we've talked about before. And it's yours with our thanks when you make a $10 a month contribution at kera.org or on the phone at 888-694-6931. Speaking of the phones, our number for the show, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Elena calling from Oak Cliff. Hello, Elena.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I have a question.
Okay.
On Haines Avenue in Oak Cliff, on a weekly basis, the fire hydrants are drained into the streets, and I'm just wondering why that is.
We've had this question before, and it probably has to do with a water main repair, or possibly they're cleaning out the actual fire hydrant system so that it's not, so it doesn't get corroded, so that it works when someone's house is on fire, essentially. I think those are two answers we've gotten before, but we'll see if somebody knows specifically what's going on there. And, of course, folks will elaborate on or correct my answer if they have other thoughts. Okay?
All right.
Thanks
thank
for calling.
You.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Doug, who says, my wife's birthday is coming up, and I would like to give her a gift to remember. He says, I'm looking for an exotic dance class for men, much like what is available for women. Any help would be appreciated. Anybody know where Doug can find an exotic dance class for men? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Bach emailed us wondering, does anyone have any recommendations in Dallas or DFW for restaurants or cafes that serve Moroccan mint tea? Anybody know where to find Moroccan mint tea in the DFW area? And Sarah emailed with a question about recycling. And she says, we are dedicated recyclers in our house. And my mother was over recently, and she told me that many of the plastic bottles we recycle end up in landfills due to the bottle and lids being made of different types of plastic. She said, Sarah says, I guess this is her mother, said, that the workers sorting recyclables won't separate them, but rather just throw them away into the garbage. Is this true? Sarah asks. I've looked through my recycling guide from CWD, who provides our recycling service, and saw nothing instructing residents to separate these. Does anybody have any idea for Sarah? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, we're in the midst of this membership campaign. We're about 3 days in. It's been going pretty well, I think, by all measures. We've had a lot of participation. Thanks to everyone who has made a contribution so far. If you've been listening the last couple of days, you know that we're doing a drawing that ends today at 8 o'clock. You make a contribution in any amount, and you're automatically entered to win either a new MacBook Pro or a new Microsoft Surface Book computer. This is going to be a great computer, and someone is going to win. And that's going to happen tonight at 8 o'clock. And you can make any amount of a contribution. You can do a $5, a $50, a $500 contribution. You get to decide, and you're automatically entered. Now, you can read the rules at kera.org. You can enter just the competition at kera.org. You can enter just the drawing. But why not just make a contribution while you're there and get automatically entered? It's very easy to do. It takes a couple of minutes for you to fill out the membership form all on your own. Or you can call 888-694-6931. There's a friendly person waiting to take your call, and they will walk you through the membership process. When you make your contribution, think about making it a sustaining membership, which is very easy to set up. It's an EFT from your checking account. Or you can do a credit card draft every month. It spreads your membership out over the year, makes it as affordable as you want it to be. And it also helps the station kind of budget and know that, oh, okay, I can see that, Joe Stevens is going to give this much money every month. And you, Joe Stevens, plus everybody else who's giving that month lets the folks that make the decisions about how much money we have to spend on programming and on salaries and on electricity and on water, all the stuff you have to pay for when you have a business, it actually helps the station make those plans. And if you're thinking about maybe a unique thank you gift for yourself, you might check out The Public Radio. And this is new to this drive, and this is a really interesting and unique item. It's a tiny little mason jar, like the kind that your colleague brings the spiced nuts, the holidays, into the office in, and like kind of squatty. And it's got a like an antenna, like a walkie-talkie or radio antenna on top of it. It's got a knob, which is an on and off switch and a volume knob. And it's got a speaker in the lid of the little mason jar. And when you turn it on, it's tuned to 90.1. And that's all it does. You can listen to 90.1 as loud as the little mason jar will put out or as quietly as it will. And it's tuned to your public radio station. When you flip it over, you see there's a little circuit board on the bottom that's mounted to the lid. And there's a couple of AA batteries in there. It's really cool, and you can get that. You can check it out at KERA.org. You can get that for your very own when you make the $30 a month sustaining membership. 888-694-6931 is the number to call to do that, or check it out at KERA.org. Or you can call us at 800-933-5372, and that's what Frederick in Ponder has done. Hello, Frederick.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
On the water main hydrants getting dumped into the street.
Yeah.
Many years ago when we lived in the Newcastle edition of Grand Prairie, we were on a dead-end line, and the roughly 18,000 gallons a month we were moving between us and our neighbors was not enough to keep the line flushed.
Uh-huh.
And the water would get absolutely bleeping nasty. So they would come out the fire hydrant in front of, I think that was 2003, I believe
right.
It was. Hydrant in front of that house.
So,
because it was the end of the line for Newcastle 1.
So they did it just to get the water fresh, keep the water fresh.
The line out so it would get the nasty out of the line.
Makes sense. Well, Frederick, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open. Many lines open, actually. 800-933-5372. Email, of course, always open. Anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And that's what Philip did, who says the Casbah Grill in Irving, of course, has Moroccan mint tea. Judah tweeted asking, is there a network or an employment agency that handles connections for house sitting throughout the U.S.? Judah says, I'm ready to retire, and I would like to travel and house sitting for owners during off-season of a region such as the beach or the mountains seems like a fun option. Does anybody know where Judah can sign up to house sit? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We got this from John, who wonders, how would a potential government shutdown or partial government shutdown, which the deadline is midnight tonight, I guess, impact the service academies like the United States Naval Academy, West Point, et cetera? Anybody know the answer to that? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Of course, you can also get on board with this membership campaign. 888-694-6931 is the number to call to do that. You can go online to kera.org and make your contribution there as well. We would love to see your contribution come across. Give us a call, 888-694-6931. More of your questions and answers coming up. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We are also in the midst of our membership campaign. and it's the winter membership campaign for KERA. Started on Wednesday. We've heard from a number of you. Thank you so much to each and every one of you who have called or given online during the campaign. Of course, we'd love to see your contribution come in during the Anything Show today. And there are a number of different things you can check out if you're interested as thank you gifts. We've got this really cool Mr. Rogers color-changing mug, which you've heard many of us talk about over the last couple of days, probably. Yours when you make a contribution of $7.50 a month. You can check it out on KERA.org. When you pour in your hot beverage, Mr. Rogers miraculously changes from wearing his sport coat that he walked in wearing at the beginning of the show, and he puts on his, I called it sort of a mustard cardigan. I've heard a number of different expressions for that color, but it's kind of a mustardy, sort of yellowy cardigan sweater, and it's just packed with Mr. Rogers quotes and song lyrics as well. Check that out at kera.org. $7.50 a month when you call 888-694-6931. Of course, you're giving to KERA not for the mug, not to get in to the Winner's Choice computer drawing, which is happening at 8 o'clock tonight, where some lucky listener is going to be able to choose a brand new iBook Pro from MacBook Pro, rather, or a Microsoft Surface Book. Somebody's going to be able to choose one of those at 8 o'clock tonight when we draw. That's not why you're getting it. That's just extra, right? That's just extra. That's like the laugh you get from the weekend shows, right? That's the extra little bit. You're giving because your public radio station, this public radio station, which is your public radio station, it depends on your contributions to pay the bills. It depends on your contributions to help pay the costs of the international reporting you hear on Morning Edition and on All Things Considered. You're giving because this public radio station, KERA, has costs here to report locally. You know, we gotta have equipment for the reporters that works, and we have to have computers, and we have to have a network. We have to have a couple of networks, actually, to be able to report the news in the fifth largest media market in the country. That's why you're giving. So make that call right now to 888-694-6931 or give at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones for this show. The number is 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Jerry calling from Plano. Hello, Jerry.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey, so I'm answering the question another listener had regarding what happened to the service academies in the event of a government shutdown.
Yes.
Yeah, so I graduated from West Point in 2011, and we also came across that same issue. However, in the event of a government shutdown, all the funding remains the same for the military and for emergency services. So at least for us as cadets, we still have to go to school.
Okay, so say that once again, Jerry.
Yeah, so the government shutdown doesn't affect the military academies at all.
It doesn't.
Everything
okay.
is business as usual.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for calling.
Yep, you're welcome.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We also got an email on the Moroccan Mint Tea. Wendy recommends Casbah Grill in Irving. So that's a second vote for that. Oh, yeah, and Michael also said Casbah Grill on Esther's Road in Irving has the Mint Tea. 800-933-5372 is the number to call to get your question or answer into the mix. We got a question or an answer on the fire hydrant from Karen, who says, in the winter, our water gets algae growing in the line, which is also a cul-de-sac. And in the winter, this must be flushed due to less usage and stagnancy. So I think we may have figured out the the answer on that one. Although I was looking back through the Anything Definitives folder, which I carry into the studio every week. It sounds like this. And I did find an email from Andrew in July of 2013. Andrew, who says, I'm a water wastewater engineer. And he says there are a few reasons you might see open hydrants. He says hydrants are dead ends in water systems, meaning that water hopefully isn't running through them often and can stagnate without periodic flushing. So there's the flushing to get out rust or old water that may accumulate. They also flush to make sure that they're working properly in the event of an emergency and allows them to inspect the hydrant for any problems. Also, Andrew says many utilities participate in unidirectional flushing programs, which are designed to flush lines and remove scaling that may have accumulated on pipes due to hard water. This keeps the pipes in good condition and will prevent loss of pressure in the system. He says some utilities will need to install pressure recorders on hydrants to measure pressure data over a period of time. And if a new line was recently installed, he says, the line needs to be flushed and disinfected. Before the line is in service to the public, utility staff will isolate the line using valves and flush the line with clean water through the hydrants. So there's a variety of reasons, and that's why I carry the folder into the studio. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Marie calling from Dallas. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes, thank you. I'm calling because I'm captive here at home with some sort of a virus. They say it's not the flu, but it's a chest virus.
Uh-huh.
And a friend is going to deliver and put a book at my door that I want to read. However, I'm wondering if I'm going to leave virus or germs in the book. If so, how long does it take to just set the book out and let it be safe?
Right. How long does it take for the virus, if you get any virus on the book, for it to die, essentially?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we'll see if somebody has an answer for you. I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Well, thank you. I don't feel that bad, but I just can't go out in public.
Well, thanks for staying home, because that is that's what they're asking everyone to do, because the flu has been really, really bad, especially in other parts of the country, but even here in North Texas this year.
Yeah.
And so thanks for staying home, and we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks for your program.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. It's where we got this from Rick, who says, your caller seeking the reproduction of the vintage flintlock firearm, this is a question we had last week, by the way, may want to check Jackson Armory in Snyder Plaza in Dallas. Rick says, lots of vintage stuff and knowledge in that store. Also got an email from Melissa, who says, I'd like a recommendation for a place to buy First Communion dresses. She says, I'm located in Plano, but I'm willing to go anywhere in the Metroplex. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a question from Wendy, who says, I'm trying to find out what kind of contractor would be able to smooth out an uneven second floor. Wendy says, I had some foundation companies come by, and they say the home does not have foundation issues, just some settling, which caused the second floor to bow in some areas. Anybody have any recommendation for Wendy? Got an email from Andrea, who says, I have a 45-year-old 5x7 photo that I need copied and enlarged. I have no idea where to start. Any ideas? Anybody have any recommendations on where to get this 45-year-old photo copied and enlarged? Anybody have? And Andrea says, I pledged earlier this week. Thanks for all you at KERA do. Andrea, thank you so much for your contribution, and thanks for your question. Let's see. Your earlier question on the Moroccan restaurant made me want to ask for this referral. This is from Gary, who says, I used to travel to New York City often and used to love the great Jewish delis there. I've been in DFW for a long time, and I've not found a good, authentic deli anywhere around Dallas. Does anybody have any recommendations? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Rita calling from Irving. Hello, Rita.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I had an answer for the lady about the virus. The best way, I guess, to kind of disinfect would be to use like one part bleach to 10 or 20 parts water. So just maybe wiping down the book with bleach. Bleach is the best disinfectant. If you want to, I guess, just let the book sit out, some viruses can take several weeks to just die out. Viruses are pretty hardy themselves, so my best recommendation would be to use some kind of a bleach to disinfect that book if we really want to get the virus off the book.
But it seems like using bleach, like a a diluted bleach solution, would probably damage the pages of the book. Like you'd have to go through every single page. So maybe it's better just to
spray it on a paper towel and wipe down the outside.
Yeah, or maybe just stick with Netflix until you're not until you're not contagious anymore. But that's thanks for calling, Rita.
Sure.
All right. Let's get an answer on this from John in Fort Worth. Hey, John.
Hey, yeah, I just had to answer for the lady with the book and the virus. So, yeah, the viruses can live on surfaces for up to 6 weeks sometimes. Certain viruses, like, for instance, hand, foot, and mouth, can live off the surface for 6 weeks. So I would recommend not even touching that book until she's completely, like, asymptomatic, you know, no more symptoms, like no coughing, no runny nose. So it might be another week or two before she stops shedding viruses. So,
very good. John, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from M.A. who says, I once met a woman who was house-sitting as a way to explore the U.S. Although unpaid, she had a free place to stay while she cared for the house and possibly a pet. She had time to explore Dallas, and she connected through a website called House Carers, HouseCarers.com, HouseCarers.com. And Joan says the Caretaker Gazette is a wonderful publication for people who want a house sit or house swap, as many as well as many other interesting jobs. You can order it in hard copy or online or both, and it's called the Caretaker Gazette. And let's see, one more before we check in down the hall. This is from Sean, who says, every time my wife and I go out of town, her hair reacts differently to the water in the shower. At our apartment, she loses a fair amount of hair when washing it. When we went to Spain this month, she hardly lost any after every shower. What would be the difference? Would a water filter on our shower help duplicate the Spanish results? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a couple of tweets from Limsa, who actually disagrees with our viral callers. Limsa says, viruses must have a host to be alive. No host or food source, and they will die rather quickly. Bacteria are a little more hardy, though. This tweeter says they will stay around longer as they can carry their own food source, but 24 to 48 hours should be fine. Limsa also says, but I've never heard of anyone getting a cold from a book, likely because there is no good food source for the germs. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Down the hall, the number is 888-694-6931. And by down the hall, I mean in Pledge Control Central. We are on day three of the KERA membership campaign. And, you know, we do this because this is how it's done. And it's not really a question of, well, it's just the way we've always done it. Public radio requires participation from the public in order to be successful. And it's a system that was set up decades ago. And the idea is that we make the best radio journalism that we possibly can. And some would argue, and I'm in this camp, the best that you can find. and we just give it away to everybody because everybody deserves to know what's going on in the world, everywhere in the world. I mean, everybody deserves to know what's happening in, you know, the area of the country in which you live. Everybody deserves to know what's happening at the school down the street. That's what journalism's all about, right? We're better citizens when we're informed citizens. And we're better voters when we have all of the options and all of the knowledge at our disposal. And we're better friends to our friends when we know that people have different experiences and they might not see things the way we do. And we might not be aware of that until we understand or hear some reporting that opens our eyes to how other people live, to what other people's realities are. And that's what we do here at KERA. And that's what they do at NPR. And that's what they do at the NPR bureaus around the world. And that's what they do at other stations around the country. And the way it works is we ask you to contribute. And then we pay the network for the national shows that you listen to. You know, we have a bill that, you know, I don't think it's ever gone down. And it's over $1 million a year for programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered and, you know, combined Fresh Air and The Takeaway and all the shows that you hear from around the country here. And, you know, we have costs associated with making the programs that you hear here. You know, people work on this show every week. People work on the Think Show every day. Those cost money. And the best way to do it, to be able to give you the fairest, right down the line reporting, is to ask you to pay for it. You know, instead of saying, hey, big corporation X, we'll give you 12 or 13 minutes of our listeners' time this hour for X money, we'll just give you the time. We just give you the reporting and just ask you for the money. So that's what I'm doing right now. We give you this show every week. We give you this station every minute, every day. And now we're just asking you to give us the money to pay for it. It's very simple. You get to decide how much, and then you have to act. You have to call 888-694-6931. You have to either do that or go online to kera.org, make a contribution there. It goes a long way. I mean, you already know what it does because you listen. You listen all the time. You're listening right now. So help pay for it. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Folks that are on the phone holding, we're going to get to you right after the break. Thanks for your patience, and thank you for your support. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Of course, I'm Jeff Whittington. Of course, the phone number is 800-933-5372. Of course, you can email us at anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. The thing that's not, of course, or that's an automatic, is your support for KERA. That's something you have to decide whether or not you're going to do. And I made the case a minute ago before the break. I want to remind you that when you make your contribution at any level today, you're automatically entered into this Winner's Choice computer drawing, which gets you a choice. If you're the lucky winner, we're going to draw at 8 o'clock tonight, gets you a choice of a new MacBook Pro or a brand new Microsoft Surface Book. So somebody's going to win that. You can also pick up one of my favorite thank you gifts. Here, I'm putting the lid back on it so I can shake it. One of my favorite thank you gifts, which is the orange Nalgene Anything You Ever Wanted to Know water bottle. It's very handy. These are BPA-free, of course. And it's Nalgene. You know what I'm talking about. If you're a hiker, camper, you can check it out online at kera.org. Even if you're just an urban hiker, it's perfect. It's perfect for you to keep track of how much water you're drinking every day. And it's a perfect thing to carry beverages around in. Check it out online at kera.org. You can pick that up with a contribution at $10 a month in support of this show and KERA. Let's go back to the phones for the show at 800-933-5372. We have some very patient folks who've been waiting. Let's talk to Dawood in Irving. Hello, Dawood.
Hello there.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I guess one of your callers wanted to know about a good Moroccan restaurant
yes.
in the Metroplex. There's an excellent restaurant, in my opinion. It's called the Casbah Grill. It's an authentic Moroccan restaurant. It's located right by the intersection of Esther's Road and Rochelle in Irving.
Very good. We got a couple of tweets and emails about that as well, so it sounds like that's the place to try.
Yep.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Seth in Wiley. Hello, Seth.
Hey there, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I've got an answer for the woman with a bowed second floor.
Okay.
If it's not foundation issues, you know, typical settlement, it can cause issues with flooring. So it's probably a flooring contractor she needs. It might be a general contractor if it's more than just the subflooring, if it's any kind of framing work. But that particle board, that OSB that's beneath the carpet or tile on the second floor can easily bow if, you know, the temperature's not right or if the studs have moved. I've got two companies to recommend. There's Iron Lock Construction Services out here in Wiley. Mm-hmm. And then based out of Plano is Spring Tree Restoration. Both of them are great, reputable companies. I'd recommend either one.
Hey, thanks for calling, Seth.
Sure.
Let's get one more on this from Natasha in Dallas. Hello, Natasha.
Hi.
Hey there.
So also for the wood blowing, or I'm sorry, her flooring.
Yeah.
So we had foundation issues, got the foundation fixed, but the living room floor was completely cracked. And, you know, you put a ball on it and it would roll down one way. So we used Easy Home Remodel. Came in, he, you know, leveled it and put beautiful wood flooring on. So I've got his phone number if you want it. I don't know.
Well, we don't like to give out phone numbers over the air, but tell us the name of the company one more time.
Rick at Easy Home Remodel.
Great. Hey, thanks so much, Natasha.
Yeah, thanks.
And let's see. Let's talk to Tom calling from Dallas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I am looking for a place that I could buy pickle juice.
Okay.
Preferably, like, by the gallon. I hear that it's good for your circulatory system and if you get, you know, muscle cramps and things like that. And I've been able to find places online where you could buy it, but I was wondering if there was a store somewhere in the DFW area that sells it.
Do you like pickles? Do you like pickles?
Yes.
You do? Well, I mean, one solution is to get the big jar of pickles.
right, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, but then you have to eat all the pickles.
You do have to eat all the pickles.
Try to maybe start like a daily regimen of just drinking the juice rather than...
Well, yeah, so. You've asked, and this is why we do the show, so we'll see if we get... I mean, I know don't they use them in some mixed drinks? And so surely there's got to be like a source.
I've seen it like Specs and places like that. Right. I've looked for just pickle juice, but, you know, it's always just either pickles or nothing.
Right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Tom. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Jennifer did that and says, great Dallas deli news at Campbell and Preston. Jennifer says, bagels, meat, and fish brought in from New York. Megan tweeted and says, ultraviolet light will kill surface viruses too. After a few hours without exposure to virus, a little sunshine will probably finish off any survivors. So read the book. Put it in the, you know, leave it alone for a while and then sit in the sun. let's see. Got more deli response via email. Mark says, Cindy's Deli is the closest you'll get to any New York style deli. Mark says, great sandwiches too. We got an email on from Judy on the mint tea. She says, having lived in Morocco a number of years ago, no need to go to a restaurant. Here's how they make it, she says. Stuff a small 8-ounce glass with fresh mint leaves, add sugar to taste. Moroccans use 4 to 6 cubes, and then pour boiling water over all of it and steep it for 5 minutes. Sounds pretty good, actually. Let's see. We got a couple of questions in the inbox. Alan says, I have an old rocking chair with broken parts, and I need to find a DFW area furniture repair or woods craftsperson that can reproduce some chair parts involving turning and bent wood parts. Anybody know where Alan can find such a craftsperson? And Henry in Dallas asks, when looking at a Texas license plate up close, you can see two sets of two squiggly lines resembling DNA strands. They disappear the further back you are from the plate. What is the printing process involved in achieving that effect? I thought this was going to be a question about why are they there, which I think we've had before, but of course, I can't remember the answer. Maybe you can, and we'll call us at 800-933-5372. Henry's question is, what is the printing process involved in making them disappear? 800-933-5372 is our phone number. Email anything at kera.org. Woody emailed us and says, I'm a librarian in Denton, and thousands of people share viruses via library books all the time. Your listener could read with gloves and a mask, then keep the book in a closet for a month if she wants to be extra careful, but maybe she should just read the book and roll the dice, says Woody. And one more answer before we check in down the hall. Carol has an answer for the shower hair loss and the water in Spain question. Carol says, I'm not sure what is causing hair loss, but I encourage her to look at what's in her water supply and then compare, contrast that with what's in Spain's water supply. Carol says, I live in Richardson, which has chloramines in the water, and I have a vitamin C filter for that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Down the hall, the number is 888-694-6931. You can also go online at kera.org. We would love to have your support during this program, a program that, you know, we started, it's kind of scary to say, a little over 11 years ago. And of course, we were doing this format with the late, great Glenn Mitchell before he suddenly died in 2005. Every Friday, Glenn's First Hour was anything you ever wanted to know. And it was really, really popular. People loved it. And they and you were right, because obviously we've been able to fill Fridays at noon with your questions and answers for 11 years, right? 11 years of that. Somebody will do the math and figure out, 11 years at 48 and a half minutes. How much time is that? That this has been worth. It's true. We are able to just come in and sit down and do the show, but there's a team that works on this show every week. We've been doing more production around the show. You've heard segments with our associate producer, Sam Guzman, who comes in and researches a question that maybe you have asked, and maybe we got answers for, but, she's gone out and done some reporting, and, we've really thrilled to be able to do that. A couple of times a year, I get the chance to tell you how much we appreciate you and remind you that only through your generosity does this show and really this station and really this whole concept exist. Sure, we, KERA and other public media stations around the country, receive support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is a little tiny bit of your income taxes every year, right? And sure, there's corporate support for our programming. There are grants and foundations who support the work that we do. But most of what it costs and what we have to spend to bring you the station, to bring you KERA, to have it there when you turn on the switch, comes from you. It comes from you in $5 a month and $10 a month increments. It comes from you and the $1,500 a year friends level. It comes from folks who join at the $10,000 a year Jim Lehrer roundtable level, which, of course, we'd take your gift at any of those levels. I'm blown away when I hear stories of folks who've listened and have wanted to give. And then when they finally got that job out of college, when they finally got that promotion and they were able to, I've been blown away by hearing that. And it's just so awesome. But, the station's here for everybody. And if you can't give, that's okay. Because people are going to give, right? Other people are going to give. But if you can give and you've thought about it, don't leave it up to somebody else. Make it your mission right now. We got a few minutes left in the show. Make your contribution online at kera.org or call 888-694-6931. 6931. We have heard from a few of you this hour. Janice Cassidy in Greenville says, I love anything you ever wanted to know because it's fun to hear what folks want to know about. Plus, I learn new things. Sometimes things I never thought I'd need to know, which is, boy, that's the truth, right? Caitlin Winter in Dallas says, KERA helps me feel connected to the DFW area through local reporting, investigative journalism, and my favorite, Caitlin says, Art and Seek with Hadi Mawagdi. Thanks for helping this college kid feel in the know in her new home away from home. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for your support. You could be the next one at 888-694-6931. You could be the next one at kera.org. Let's get a couple of answers in here real quick before we run out of time. Let's talk to Tammy in Grandview. Hey, Tammy.
Hi there.
Yes, go right ahead.
I was calling in response to the guy that was asking about where you can buy pickle juice. I have bought it at Walmart before, but, you know, when you buy the pickle juice they have for sale, it really tastes like pickle-flavored water. And it's nothing like the pickle actual brine that you drink from the jar. So if he's trying to add that for, like, a health regimen or something, I would say just do the apple cider vinegar thing if you don't feel like draining, you know, pickle jars all the time.
Very good. Good advice. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you.
Right. Let's talk to Sajan in Plano. Hello, Sajan.
Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
So I might have the answer to the question that the lady had about the photo prints, enlarging a photo.
Yeah.
Well, she could use a high-resolution scanner that is about 1,200 DPI, have that image uploaded to a website that prints, with big sizes. So on the other hand, she could also use a commercial scanner, which comes up to 600 DPI, DPI as in dots per inch. And she could again use that file, that image, to get the photo printed to whatever size she wants. But again, the resolution that she chooses to scan the image would determine the size, the maximum size that she can get the photo printed.
Right. Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We also got an email. Laurie says, Photographique on Canton Street in Dallas. We'll take care of that 45-year-old photocopy. And Carolyn Tyler says there's a pickle juice sports drink manufactured in Mesquite and sold in stores. Well, that's anything you ever wanted to know. Produced by Stephen Becker. Today, your phone calls were answered by our associate producer, Samantha Guzman, and our engineer, of course, Shelley Canavy. Thanks also to Gus Contreras for his help on the show today. Check out the podcast, kera.org/anything, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And you can, of course, make a difference in this membership campaign. The number to call for that is 888-694-6931. Make your contribution online at kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much to each and every one of you for calling, for writing, for listening, for giving. Be nice to each other, and we'll see you back here next week.